Control Girls and Guys by Dena Kilgore. Do I even want to talk about being someone who likes to be in control? Not really, but it's good to know that I'm not alone, as many people of the Bible were themselves people who took control of situations that God already had under control. Eve, Sarah, and even Rebecca were control girls. David and Saul were control guys. I'm thankful that I can take heart and learn from the warnings and lessons from some of these people in the Bible. I've always known myself to be a leader and someone who enjoys taking the lead on pretty much anything that's thrown at me, even if it overextends me. But after reading the first few chapters of a recent Bible study book about control, I'm having some heavy-duty, thought-provoking realizations. Some not so good. Okay, so being a leader isn't so bad, right? But what happens when you're a leader that leads straight into control? That's a whole other thing. Both of these are very different concepts. As an example, at my job, I work directly with and alongside engineers and technical specialists in the automotive industry and have my entire career. I'm responsible for our couple million dollar yearly departmental budget, as well as purchasing our prototype parts and a gamut of other odds and ends. Since engineers like to buy things against this budget, there has to be a gatekeeper. I have to keep spending under control while still purchasing the parts they need for testing the up-and-coming anti-lock as well as autonomous braking systems. We can't put a braking system on a vehicle until it's been thoroughly tested, so you could say these prototype parts are extremely important. But does John really need 50 of those machined test parts? Or does he really only need 30? Of course, safety is of the utmost importance. After all, when you engage the brake on your vehicle, you expect it to work. But if we spend frivolously and end up with too many leftover test parts, which past years have proved that we do sometimes, we'll have an abundance of scrap and a budget that's suffering. It's hard to find middle ground sometimes when I'm having to control something like a corporate budget. So this leads me into a conundrum because I get paid to be what some might call a control girl at work. If I don't do my job, things can get out of control, and that's not good if our budget exceeds the amount we have allotted. But during this Bible study, I've learned that my control girl tendencies, however, have spilled over into my personal life. Wait, have they spilled over or have they always been there? Ouch. Okay, so it's not even like an overbearing type of control. It's more like an, I care so much, I want this to turn out right type of control. Still, however, that's control. As referenced above, many women in our church have recently started an online women's Bible study titled Control Girl, Lessons on Surrendering Your Burden of Control from Seven Women in the Bible by Shannon Popkin. This book has focused specifically on control women of the Bible, and it's really sparked some questions in my head that I've not posed to myself in the past. I think the most important sentence thus far in this blog is this question. Do I really think I can do a better job than God? Apparently so, if I continue to take control of things. Over the last couple of weeks during this study, I've been keenly aware of my actions and controlling tendencies in my personal life, and God has definitely shown me when I start to get a bit out of control with my control. There's been a few times that I've just stopped and questioned myself. Am I being controlling? Am I not trusting God right now in this situation? Sometimes during these times, I'll find that I'm totally okay to drop it. Other times, I found myself in a struggle with Him, trying to reason my thoughts toward action, still trying to control things. I want this to turn out right. Will you let me help you with this, God? In the book, Shannon uses the perfect example of an unattached video game controller. We may feel we're plugged in and running the show, but are we? Her explanation of God dangling my video game controller in my face, not plugged in, was a real eye-opener for me. In Chapter 1, Lesson 1, she says, rather than letting me continue in my illusion of control, God kindly exposes my lack of control, invites me to trust Him instead. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lead on your own understanding. In all ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your path. Are you a control girl or a control guy? I'm thankful that I'm becoming more and more aware of the control girl inside, and thankful that God is prompting and reminding me that he has everything under control, so I don't have to worry about trying to control things myself. He's showing me I can only control myself and my own actions, no one else's. So why bother? If a situation concerns me, instead of trying to control outcomes, what I need to do is pray and let God do what he does best. Outcomes are his specialty.